CHS and the Junior League of Charleston present the third in a series of programs for the Kanawha County Schools entitled Our Musical Heritage. Today, the early pioneers build new songs on the old.
Wild animals, hostile Indians, disease, even war could not keep our forefathers from singing. In fact, these are the very things they sang about. Life in the New World added color, excitement, yes, and sadness, too, to the Old World music they'd brought with them. Soon after Daniel Boone plunged into the Appalachian wilderness, the 13 colonies were at war with the mother country, England. This was the Revolutionary War. You'll remember that the tax on tea was one cause of the war. A lady in Pineville, West Virginia, recalls an old ballad of those days. It was passed down from her great-great-grandfather who fought in the Revolution. Her mother used to sing it to her when she was a little girl, but nobody knows the tune anymore. I want to read you the first and last verses, because they show us the great imagination of our forefathers in making ballads. There was an old lady lived over the sea, and she was an island queen. Her daughter lived off in a new country with an ocean of water between. The old lady's pockets were filled with gold, but never contented was she. So she called on her daughter to pay her a tax of 3 pence a pound on the tea. The tea was conveyed to the daughter's door all down by the ocean side, and the bouncing girl poured out every pound in the dark and boiling tide. And then she called out to the island queen, "Oh, mother, dear mother," quoth she, "your tea you may have when it's steeped enough, but never a tax from me." Yankee Doodle was the most famous song of Revolutionary War days, but Johnny Has Gone for a Soldier is one of the saddest. It was sung to an old Irish tune, which even then was already 100 years old. Lonely women have sung Johnny Has Gone for a Soldier during every war in our country's history. If you know it, will you sing along with me? There I sat on Buttermilk Hill. Who could blame me, cry my fill? And every tear would turn a mill. Johnny has gone for a soldier. Me, oh my, I loved him so. Broke my heart to see him go. And only time will heal my woe. Johnny has gone for a soldier. I'll sell my flax, I'll sell my wheel. Buy my love a sword of steel. So it in battle he may wield. Johnny has gone for a soldier. When the Revolutionary War was over, the pioneers really began to move westward. Daniel Boone had blazed the Wilderness Trail through the Appalachians in 1769. At the point where the states of Tennessee, Kentucky, and Virginia now come together is a natural pass through the mountains. It's called Cumberland Gap. Through this gap came many of the hardy souls who were to be our forefathers. And of course they came singing. They were wildly jubilant as they imagined beautiful green valleys beyond.
Me and my wife and my wife's pap, we all live down in Cumberland Gap. Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, way down yonder in Cumberland Gap. Cumberland Gap's a noted place, three kinds of water to wash your face. Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, way down yonder in Cumberland Gap. the first white man in Cumberland Gap, with Dr. Walker, an English chap. Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, way down yonder in Cumberland Gap. Daniel Boone, a pinnacle rock, he killed Injuns with his old Smith flock. Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, way down yonder in Cumberland Gap.
Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, way down yonder in Cumberland Gap. Lay down, boys, and take a little nap. 14 miles to the Cumberland Gap. Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, way down yonder in Cumberland Gap.
As the early settlers came, clearing the land and building homes amidst the laurel and rhododendron and tall pines, their music came with them. In their heads were all the old ballads. Every day was new adventure to be sung about. And sometimes in their saddlebags was a fiddle. To this day, their music tells us as much about their lives as any of the old journals and letters to be found. If they could not read or write, they could always sing. This was one way of taming the new land. When unfamiliar places and strange animals were sung about, they became familiar and friendly. But sometimes the music was sad and bitter because life was hard and the people were poor. The new ballads told of Indian fighters, the death of small children and husbands and lovers who left never to return. In those days, the soloists were more interested in the words than the melody. When they sang, they often sat straight up with their eyes closed or staring straight ahead. The voice was high-pitched. Even the men pitched their voices so high, they sometimes sounded like women. They sang with very little feeling. A song of cruelty and murder was sung the same way as a love song. Women were scarce in the wilderness, and a man might despair of finding himself a wife, much less a pretty one. A pioneer wife and mother worked very hard. A young girl would think twice before marrying a backwoodsman.
I don't want a roving man, a man with too much money. All I want is a nice young man to kiss and call me honey. Some will court you for a while, only to deceive you. When they think they've won your heart, they'll run away and leave you. Some will come on Saturday night, and some will come on Sunday. And if you give them half a chance, they'll stay with you till Monday. A single life is a happy life, a single life is lovely. I am single and no man's wife, and no man can deceive me.
The fiddle changed the whole mood of the music, adding excitement and action. Imagine the excitement of a small boy who'd spent all of his 8 or 9 years in the wilderness when first he heard fiddle music.
Our old schoolmaster has been a-courtin', and when he came back, he brought a fiddling friend with him to school to play. I thought that was the prettiest, sweetness music. I hadn't heard a sound like that in my life before. I wanted to holler and jump up and down, and I just mortally couldn't stand to sit still on that long bench and that tune snaking around so. Later, when I grew up, we danced to fiddlesticks. When we had a good fiddler and wanted to liven things up a bit, someone would play those fiddlesticks. Fiddlesticks, you say? Yeah, fiddlesticks. They were about 8 inches long and thin, about as big around as a matchstick. We made them out of hickory because they'd bend. A fellow with the fiddlesticks would beat out the tune on the fiddle right while the fiddler was sawing away. I'm telling you, it made a fellow want to get right up and dance a jig. Thank you.
Among the early settlers, there were men who went about really singing for their supper at fairs and parties. They made a happy living creating new songs and keeping alive the old ones. The very funny square dance tune, Groundhog, was created in this way. Some folks think it's as American as cornbread and beans.
Shore up my axe, whistle up my dog. Shore up my axe, whistle up my dog. I'm going up the holler to catch a groundhog. Groundhog. One in the rocks and two in the log. One in the rocks and two in the log. I heard one whistle and I knowed it was a hog. Groundhog. Run your Tom with a 10-foot pole. Run your Tom with a 10-foot pole. Twist that groundhog out in his hole. Groundhog. I took that pole and twisted him out. Took that pole and twisted him out. Good Lord Almighty, ain't a groundhog stout. Groundhog. I took him home and tanned his hide. Took him home and tanned his hide. Made the best shoestrings I ever tried. Groundhog. Yander comes Bill with a snigger and a grin. Yander comes Bill with a snigger and a grin. Groundhog grease all over his chin. Groundhog. Old Aunt Sal hopping with a cane. Old Aunt Sal hopping with a cane. Swore she'd have that whistle pig's brain. Groundhog. Old Aunt Sal skipping through the hall. Old Aunt Sal skipping through the hall. She had enough whistle pig to grease them all. Groundhog. The meat's in the kibbard, the hides in the churn. The meat's in the kibbard, the hides in the churn. If that ain't groundhog, I'll be dern. Groundhog.
As the more adventurous pioneers pushed farther westward, many wagon songs echoed in the mountains. On Top of Old Smoky was built on a song from England. Another wagon song of those days is Mingo Mountain. You will remember that Mingo is an Indian tribe and that a county in West Virginia is named Mingo.
I've been traveling over these mountains for a long year.
Yes, for a long year.
I'm going back to the Mingo Mountains. That's my
So this is the way our Appalachian folk music grew. A generous serving of ballads from England and Scotland, mixed well with pioneer life in the mountains, seasoned with the fiddle and the rebeck, and stored for many years between these mountain ridges. It had a flavor all its own, long before...